In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Imagine for just a moment being present for the ascension of Jesus Christ. If you were there at his ascension, it has only been 40 days since he rose from the dead, and now he appears to be leaving forever. Of course, you and I know, standing in the aftermath of the ascension, that he was not leaving us. But in fact, he is closer to us now than he has ever been before. But you wonder if those first disciples standing there gazing up at Jesus being taken off into heaven were that aware of things. Imagine being there when he ascended and then being there on this day, just a few days after his ascension. The Lord has gone up with a shout as we sing, but the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has not yet been sent down from heaven. There is a gap in these days, the days between ascension and Pentecost. And with that gap comes a sense of loneliness and confusion. Loneliness and confusion, which must have been totally overwhelming for those first disciples. But here is what they didn't do. Though they had the chance, they didn't flee. They didn't leave. They stayed put. None of these disciples said to one another, "You know what, this has been really great, but now that Jesus is gone, I'm on to the next thing." No, all of them, even in their loneliness and confusion and frustration, all of them stayed put. They stayed put within their family. They stayed put within the family that God had given to them. And so the Holy Church, knowing that you and I can often suffer from these same fears, has given us a gift. She has given us this Sunday, a Sunday that is on the cusp, a Sunday that is in between Ascension and Pentecost. She gives us this Sunday and she gives us this gospel. As you just heard Jesus say, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep them through your name, those whom you have given to me, that they may be one, even as we are one." That they may be one, even as we are one. And that, dear brothers and sisters, is what it means to be a Christian. It means sticking with the family that God has given to you. Not only in the world, but also and especially in the church. Like those first disciples, it means staying the course and trusting the process. And knowing that in all things we are not better or smarter or holier than anyone else in this place. This particular Sunday in the church year, this Sunday that is in betwixt and in between Ascension and Pentecost, this Sunday when we could all go our separate ways and say we can do it better by ourselves, this Sunday is a good time for all of us to renew again our commitment to this place. I know from talking with so many of you each and every week, it seems like daily there are texts and emails and phone calls, all of them quite joyous to receive, but all of them filled with some kind of burden. I know that nearly everyone here, myself included, is going through something. Illness or loneliness. Maybe it's a difficult job or a difficult family or a difficult marriage or even difficult friends. Each and every one of us is experiencing just general hard times right now. But as I have said publicly before, and as Father Roman has said for 35 years, the key is staying put. The key is being present. The key is not worrying about how you feel or what you don't feel, but simply to be here, where God wants you, with this, your spiritual family. Because at the end of the day, we need each other. And I don't think it's too extreme to say that without each other, we literally cannot survive in this life or in the life to come. And so the only way to be faithful, the only way for us to be healed, which is what God wants for all of us, is by putting ourselves to the side and worrying about the person next to us in this very place. Worrying about things that truly matter. Things like life and hope and salvation. The Lord has promised to send the Comforter. But when he comes next week, what will he find? Will he find that we have stayed faithful? Or will he find that we have fled? I pray for all of you and for myself included, that we come together as a family and ask God to bless us with strength and hope and peace, so that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will find temples. Temples that are present and ready to receive his holy and his life-creating gifts. That is what Jesus wants for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.